This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off our number three in studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And the, you know, internet and technology is wonderful. Dot, 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 when it works. We've been having some internet blips, if you will, here in studio, where we did have a caller on Discord, and then the internet blipped, and then we no longer had the caller on Discord. So normally it's a one call per night rule, but since this was not, you know, her fault of, oh, you know, leaving on her own volition or us saying thank you for the call. Let's go back to the Discord where we've got Oopsie Daisy calling in. Oopsie Daisy, you're back on Free Talk Live. And to catch anybody that's listening, you know, catch them up that weren't listening earlier, we had been in hour number one, hour number two, talking about Donald Trump's proposed parade and the jingoism around that. And you said that you're Canadian.
I am Canadian. However, that is completely irrelevant at this moment. The reason I'm calling is we have a mutual caller, but we call him something a little different. He is known to me as Death Star Ricky from the Commonwealth.
Ah.
Okay, is that somebody that's a Discord user?
No, this is Ricky from the Commonwealth. He was a caller. I called initially right after he called in.
Right, no, just when you said Death Star accent. Ricky, I thought that was somebody other than...
No. That's what we call him on our call.
Gotcha.
The call.
Okay.
He's the Death Star, right? Because he doesn't stop talking ever.
Oh, man, I got to get in on that.
Right. He's the Death Star Ricky. And I wish I had a sound clip of it, because the one time he just yelled, it was perfect, he yelled, "I'm not the Death Star!" And it was just perfect. It was amazing. And we had a, not for very long, he didn't last very long, but we had Stephen from Ohio. And he didn't, I guess he failed to impress people with his BB gun. And he was using a condescending tone of voice whilst telling people that Canada had 10 million people in it. So we all laughed at him and left the call.
Canada has more than 10 million people, right?
I'm not allowed to swear, so I can't reply.
We appreciate that.
Now, I do know that Canada has a different style of football. And they have poutine.
Oh, poutine. If you have not had poutine, you are missing out, my friend.
See, we have had that, and you can get that around New Hampshire. Do we just lose
the
call again?
I think we just lost the call again.
Nope,
she's still there. Oh. So, according to Wikipedia, population is 36.2 million there in Canada.
Quite a bit more than 10, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, we're Americans. They don't teach us anything in public schools.
I mean, and that's fair enough, but at least you weren't using a condescending tone of voice to a group of people and also not having any clue what you're talking about, which
should,
I'm told Stevie
should listen to this show more often. On some nights aren't as, you know, plausible as others. I think this is generally a good night.
More. I want to come in more, but I have to tell you, I came in because Death Star Ricky told me he had this really great show, like that it was his show, you know? I came in here under the impression that this was his show. He told all of us that it was, that when he wasn't being a deputy, but I don't know if you know this, he's a deputy.
Yeah, he's mentioned that frequently. So how do you know Ricky?
So I run a Skype call, just a group of... of people.
Okay, so you're not the young lady that is supposed to be in his custody at all times,
oh, yeah.
Are you?
Oh, I've heard about her. That's not me, no.
Okay.
Okay,
well, that's good.
I was going to say, I'm glad you escaped.
Yeah, I escaped. It's me. I escaped. I ran away. Yeah, I feel bad of whoever that poor girl is. Oh, we think that it's somebody he's got chained, possibly in his basement.
That's what I think.
What?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. He said some weird stuff regarding that girl. And I, like, probed and asked some questions. And, you know, I think someone needs to go to Ricky from the Commonwealth House in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, somebody needs to check in on
that. I am not advocating that people track down Ricky from the Commonwealth.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Go do it. Ricky from the Commonwealth and free that woman. Well, listen, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks
in.
For the call, and then keep us posted on how things are up there in Canada. Hopefully you're not getting as much of that weird, white, fluffy stuff as we are. How much of that did you get up your way, Chris?
Close to a foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what we got about here. And then there's the ice up under, and then some of the snow turned to rain, and it was a mess.
Cleaning off my car this morning, I was like, I am so ready for spring.
Already.
Like, I just,
rodent that lives in the ground says 6 weeks until spring.
Yeah.
Although if he didn't see the shadow, it would have been six more weeks until spring.
You say what you want about Punxsutawney Phil, but Punxsutawney Phil is correct about 39% of the time, which beats every single climate model that they've been running since the late 80s.
Me flipping a coin and saying, you know, heads I win, tails you lose is also accurate about 39% of the time. And that's really the whole see the shadow or don't see the shadow. They're saying the same thing. 6 weeks until spring or six more weeks of winter. It's the same thing. Hey, Chris, go buy me half a dozen eggs.
It's not six more weeks. It's 6 more weeks of winter or spring will be coming soon. See, now I've been to Punxsutawney. I have made the pilgrimage. And if you ever want a real slice of Americana, there's no bigger slice than Punxsutawney.
Wait, what the heck is
the
that?
Night
it's
before
a town
Groundhog
in
State, Pennsylvania.
Western Pennsylvania.
With the world-famous Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog, the prognosticators,
that
the seer of
seers. That groundhog
has
been yanked out of the ground on February 2nd for, what is it, like 160 years?
132, I think,
it can't be the
year.
Same one. I don't love that one.
They do. This one does. He's a tough old bird.
Yeah,
it's the same groundhog. They make sure to tell you that it's the same groundhog, just like how Kim Jong-un trained all of the dolphins in Korean SeaWorld. He personally designed the workout equipment in the gym.
Exercise equipment, sure. But if you ever get a chance to go to Punxsutawney for Groundhog's Day, get there the night before, and it is just one big sloppy booze fest. It's fun.
Yeah, and then, you know, if you're unlucky, then you wind up waking up the next morning and it's still Groundhog Day, and no matter what you do, it's still Groundhog Day.
Great movie.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Who was in that?
Oh, jeez.
It was Bill Murray. Yeah, Bill Murray. And who played the groundhog?
Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney Phil played himself in that movie.
It was a cameo.
So not only is Punxsutawney Phil a weatherman, he's also an actor.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's crazy.
Let's go back to the phones where we've got Drew calling in from New Hampshire. Drew, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Hello, Drew. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So, what do you guys think about Trump?
He's the president, and you know, I don't really agree with him on much of anything. What are your thoughts on Trump?
Okay, so I met him one time.
And can you talk a little louder and not through, like, a pillow and 3 feet of concrete?
Your call's breaking up just a little bit. Try again.
Sure, I have, like, a flip phone.
Yeah, you are breaking up way too bad. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, if you're out there, try again on a landline or on a better cell phone signal. We'd love to talk to you.
Doesn't have, you know, a concrete wall and a pillow. between you.
This is the MyPillow.
MyPillow.com.
Yeah. MyPillow.
Code FTL. So there's a story out of California
that we'll have to get back to.
We will. But I want to tease about possible safe injection sites opening up sometime soon. What are your thoughts on those? This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also on Skype, username LRN.FM.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. You can bring up with us, and the us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Heather,
and Chris.
And cryptocurrencies are hot right now. They're so hot right now. And that's because crypto is good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarist who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money and messages that can be sent to anyone anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. And we just got an update a couple of days ago that there are now over 6,700 secure nodes on the Zencash system, making it one of the strongest blockchains. The wallets are available in multiple languages on multiple platforms, which that's stuff that we knew. They're also now available on 6 exchanges, one of them an anonymous exchange, meaning no login required. You don't have to give up any information to use it. And they are approaching 50 team members, whereas when they started, they had 5. You can learn more about all of the progress being made at Zencash over at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. We will get into this story about the safe injection sites in California, but first to the Discord, where we've got Libertarian Banker calling in. Libertarian Banker, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call here. I wanted to respond to something that Heather said this hour, or maybe it was last hour. I can't remember. She said that she had agreed with several of Trump's tax plans, or several things that Trump had done since he took office. And she had mentioned that, it was her mom that had seen a reduction sort of an increase in her paycheck because of reduction in taxes. But, Trump has done nothing to actually help anybody in this country, because he hasn't done anything about the Federal Reserve, which is probably one of the worst forms of taxation. It's almost like putting a frog in a pot of water and heating it up. Never realizes that it's getting boiled until it's too late. And that's pretty much what the Federal Reserve does. So,
Can I say one thing? Can sit here and make the point that he has not done anything about the Federal Reserve. But to say he hasn't done anything, period, when my mother literally has more money in her paycheck, it discredits you as an individual when you say he hasn't done anything, period. Like, say he hasn't done anything about the Federal Reserve. That is a statement. That is a factual statement. But he has done things that have netted people a positive gain and done some positive things, in my opinion.
Okay, in your opinion. But, I guess the point I was going to get to is that, talking about policy does absolutely nothing. We could talk about this policy or that policy. All you're talking about is how to best commit violence against people. Mm-hmm. And what we should be talking about, Heather, instead of policy, is actual principle, and figure out what is the principle that we want to live by, and how can we get there, and how does this president fit in with that principle? And that principle is the non-aggression principle if you're a libertarian. Now, if you're not a libertarian, that's fine. You don't have to agree to that. But, don't come on a libertarian talk show and talk about how good Trump is with taxes when he has done nothing, absolutely nothing, to help out.
Well, the non-aggression principle, first of all, is like flawed, okay? Because until you can't even get the 900 delegates that were at the last Libertarian Convention to agree on property rights. So how are you going to, you're going to have two people fighting saying they own the same piece of land, for example. One of them's going to use force. Who's the winner? You know what I mean? Like, who's defending their own land? Like, until you get the 7 billion people in the world to agree on property rights and who owns what, you're going to have violence. You're going to have people fighting over territory, fighting over things, okay? When we socially organize into communities and into states and all these things, we're organizing in a way that's going to be most efficient so that we can try to have as much peace as possible and have as many people within a geographical location agree on the same property rights, the same ownership. Do you see what I'm saying? So in all seriousness, you could be like, oh, the non-aggression principle. If you have government, then you're supporting violence. Not necessarily. Okay, because you can organize your community.
Please explain the logic behind supporting government and not supporting violence, because I can poke holes in that.
Maybe you're the aggressor by going against the majority. You're the aggressor then.
So
you're saying you want to walk into a community and claim ownership of it and then say you're immune to everything that everybody else in that community agreed to if you don't like it.
What I intend to do, and this is... just me.
Sure, anarchists are like one-man dictators. Well, that's what they are.
Yeah, because they own
themselves.
Yeah,
we dictate ourselves. And we don't
then go. Then why are you crying about government? Stand up for yourself and quit whining about it.
Because government doesn't.
I am standing up for myself. I'm standing up against ideas that absolutely break down the moral fabric of society. I mean, you're talking about Trump as if he's like, you know, some
I'm
hero.
He did a good thing in lowering taxes.
This guy is the leader of one of the biggest gangs in the world.
I'm saying he did a good thing in lowering taxes. Okay, I'm being positive because I'm not a negative person, you know? I like to focus on positive, make positive changes.
Okay, that's fine. So he lowered taxes. Has he done anything about spending and increasing the national debt, which is my point, that he's done absolutely nothing because it just increases and increases and indebts my children and their children and their grandchildren. So
there's a lot of things that can be done, you know? And there's a lot of people. You and me, we're two people. There's 7 billion people in this world, okay? You can't please everyone. And I'm not going to lose sleep at night over every person that calls in and says, well, the non-aggression principle, oh, whoop-de-freaking-do. I'm going to follow my own moral compass, okay? And
but
I'm going to do what I believe is right. And I'm going to acknowledge people that do good things. And I'm going to offer some positive reinforcement when I see it. And I'm not just going to walk around complaining and moaning and being negative all the time. You know what? If that works for you and that's making the debt go down.
Let me ask one question.
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
Do you support the use of violence to get what people want?
It doesn't matter because it does matter.
In every situation, at a very high level. No, in
what
general,
if two people both think they're the ones that's the victim and they're using violence on each other?
Then do you
support conflict resolution.
All I can control is me.
And avoiding violence as much as possible.
But right, but if things don't go your way, you have to resort to violence.
If you know, I trust myself more than anybody else. I'm not going to go out and unjustly use violence on somebody. But if I have to use force to de-escalate a situation, I don't oppose that.
How about if politics are involved? Your policy isn't going the way you want it to.
I'm going to trust my own judgment because I know I'm a good person and I know I would give the shirt off my back to somebody that needed it. Like, I don't need anybody else's approval.
Right, but everybody else needs yours.
No, they
don't. If you support a system of violence.
I just go through my life and I make my decisions.
But if you support that system,
I am not an anarchist. I don't mind
monopoly
working in groups and compromising with people that have a similar goal.
Hold that thought. There's more. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know that we like cryptocurrencies on this show, and I like staying up to date on the latest crypto news. One of the most recent headlines from news.bitcoin.com. Besides the meme jokes, crypto enthusiasts actually are buying Lamborghinis. Now, Chris, I had first heard the claim of, you know, like, oh, yeah, there's all the crypto people buying Lambos. I first heard that at the Free State Bitcoin blockchain conference in December.
The whole Lambo thing.
Yeah, and that was the first time I ever heard about it. And then there were also all the people saying, nobody should ever spend their cryptocurrency ever, not ever. And then
total.
I was like, hold on, so everybody in the audience that has used Bitcoin to actually buy things in the real world in the last month, raise your hand, and like everybody that lived in New Hampshire that was there raised their hand. It was amazing. And yeah, I bought a pizza yesterday with cryptocurrency. I bought myself a birthday pizza with Dash. because it's so easy to use. And again, you can find all kinds of crypto-related news over at news.bitcoin.com. Yes, it's mostly about Bitcoin, but again, they do talk about some of the new ICOs, some of the proposed regulations around the world, etc. And one of the other stories is that the Thai government can't actually stop crypto use, even though they have a regulatory framework that they're planning to roll out. Oh, yeah, we've got these regulations, but we're not actually going to be able to stop people from using cryptocurrency. Again, you can find all that news over at news.bitcoin.com. Let's go back to Discord, where we've got Libertarian Banker calling in. And Libertarian Banker, you had some questions for Heather, and I'm not sure if she ever actually answered the question that you had asked. So do you want to re-ask the question?
Sure. Well, first, man, so that pizza you bought, is this officially Dash Pizza Day? Are we gonna mark this one down?
No, because there have been other pizzas bought from the same company with Dash. Although May 22nd is Crypto Pizza Day, because back in 2010, that was when the guy spent 10,000 Bitcoin to buy two large pizzas.
Laszlo.
Well, great. Hey, so Heather, you know, I do appreciate you having this conversation with me, and nothing but love for you, seriously, as a human. But I don't like your political beliefs, I'll be honest.
I don't like yours either. It's okay. Yeah, nothing but love for you, too, though.
I like the exchange. I'm glad you're down to talk about it. So, I mean, we could go line by line here and just kind of talk about, you know, the things that Trump has not done, that he promised on the trail. I mean, we could get into it, but, you know, ultimately, I think it comes down to principle, like I said the last hour. It's not about policy. It's about principle. It's about what do you believe? Are you willing to use violence or aggression against somebody else to get your way? And I guess that is the
ultimate question. It's not to get my way, okay? And I'll give an example that I've given on the air before, right? September 11th, 2001, right? Otis Air Force Base had pilots that were put into F-15s that were tasked with the decision of whether or not they could shoot down the second plane before it hit the second tower, right? Because the question was, can you kill innocent Americans on board that flight in order to save a greater number of innocent Americans? And so are you willing to use force on those people in that plane in order to save the people in the building? And I say yes. Yes, and I'd also say if I were on that plane, I'd want it to be shot down even though I was on it because my life is not greater than 1,000 lives. Okay, and I think every American or every decent person would kind of have that same mentality, no?
So let me ask you this. Okay, that's fine if that's your opinion, but would you support taking my money to fund the missile to shoot down that plane? Would you steal from me?
No, I think you should be free to leave my community anytime you want.
Then stop talking about Trump's taxes, because that's what you're doing. You're encouraging it. You're encouraging the whole system to keep continuing when you praise these politicians.
Are you banned from leaving this country?
Yes, they are. There are millions upon millions of poor people that can't afford to pay the exit fee.
People are trying to flock into this country, and everyone here is complaining. Like, let's make some trades.
Let me explain the process. If I wanted to rescind my U.S. citizenship that was foisted upon me at birth,
right,
I would have to leave the country with a passport, by the way, go to an American embassy in a foreign country, turn in the passport, fill out a form saying I wish to rescind my U.S. citizenship, and then pay like a $4,500 fee.
Right. Just to not be a citizen.
Yeah, if you wanted to do it legally, or you could just, you know,
leave.
People sneak into the country. I'm sure you could sneak out.
If you don't like it, you get out.
Pretty much. This country is not as bad as everyone makes it out to be.
No,
like,
but from your point of view,
like, Americans had it so easy in this country in so many ways, and they take it for granted.
This is what frustrates me. You don't ever hold on for a second, Libertarian Banker. We're here trying to discuss alternatives. Everybody knows what the status quo is because we've lived in it. I've lived in it longer than any of you two.
And you've had a pretty good life for the most part, I'm sure.
I have, but that doesn't mean I'm ever satisfied that this is as good as it gets. And you seem to be of the opinion that this is as good as it gets. And
I'm not
even
saying
even,
it's as good as it
even
gets,
though
I'm not sit here
this
and say
is
I haven't
even
been blessed.
Hold on, I didn't interrupt you. Even though this is so far divorced from the ideas that the country was started on, that the things that Libertarian Banker has started on, has been talking about, those were the norms.
The people when, that started this country are no different than you, me, and Daryl. So why? I'm
no,
not
no,
putting
no, no.
Them
Daryl,
then,
no, no.
Pedestal.
I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about the ideals. The ideals that you didn't have a huge bloated federal government, you didn't have taxation,
yeah, we can
and
work
a crippling
towards getting
lover.
There.
No, we would be working towards getting back to that.
That's
but,
what I'm saying.
But
I
every
support
time
small,
anybody,
limited government.
But anytime anybody brings up something like, why can't we eliminate things and do things voluntarily, you freak out and say majority rules.
No, I don't freak out. No, I know.
You do often say majority rules, and if you don't like it, leave.
Right.
Okay.
So how are people supposed
to
think
that? Is that not reality? Is that not how it currently is?
Right, but we're, I don't care how things are. I know what I'm fighting
you how
for.
It is, and that upsets people.
Heather, why do you say? Do you think we need to be told that? Do you think we need to be told that that's how things are?
Look, if you want to voluntarily do stuff, start doing it. You know what? The people that preach voluntarism or whatever, I don't see them out in the freaking community.
Oh, like the...
They preach it on the internet, but they're not actually...
The preacher down in Fort Lauderdale that was voluntarily feeding homeless people and then kept getting arrested because it's illegal to feed homeless people?
Yeah, then
or all the activism that goes on here in Keene, New Hampshire,
you know?
From many people
Look,
you know
I'm
that do this
person.
Stuff every day.
I can't please everybody that listens to this show. You know, I'm one person. All right, take matters in your own hands. Your life, your responsibility, not mine. That's what freedom is all about, right?
If you want to work together
on an issue, I can work together with people on issues that we agree on. All right, but for everyone,
when you tell them to leave the country.
No, I mean, if all they want to do is nag and complain, then yeah, I don't have patience for that. I'm sorry. Bye-bye.
Hey, Heather, if you just open your eyes, you'd see voluntarism all around you. All the relationships that you have that you enjoy are voluntary relationships. Mm-hmm. And the relationships that you hate are the involuntary
Would
ones,
you
okay?
Read a book written by a narcissist?
No, seriously.
So just open
like
your eyes up a little bit, talk to people in a reasonable manner, and you'll find there's voluntarists all around you. They just don't know it.
Yeah.
We need to open their eyes.
Okay, but I still think we need a government and a judicial system, and we need to put, you know, people that are nuisance to our society, like, in jail, so.
Libertarian Banker, thank you for the call, your calls and thoughts.
Can't
welcome.
Voluntarily prey on children, I'm sorry. It's not about that life.
855-450-FREE, and nobody's advocating for doing that.
Okay.
855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Somebody talk some sense into this woman.
Live from the Verticoin Studio. This is the call to freedom. It's the crypto hour. I'm sending you my helium. 47 here on LRN.FM. When you kill the faucet, be caller 5 to get some free coins. This is the call to freedom.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in right now. It's getting somewhat tense here in the studio between Chris and Heather.
It's never tense. We just disagree. And I honestly think that Heather can see some of the light. And my whole thing, and she looks at me like, you just don't understand my arguments. I'm like, I do understand your arguments because I've lived my entire life with them. What I look for are ways to improve my life and the lives of everybody around me. And I don't think the current path is the path that's going to lead to that.
It's just, it's funny because it's like you get these like anarchists, right? They want no government. I want small, limited government. And they freak out on me like I'm freaking Kim Jong-un trying to like run the world. And I'm like, you know what?
Only
like,
when you advocate that they wind up leaving the country because they disagree with you on
right.
something.
If you, people are annoying, then they can leave. I don't care. I'm not going to chase you. I don't play that game.
So you're not going to force them to leave. You're just going to stand there and nag them until they decide to.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go to Tyler calling in from Virginia, watching on YouTube. Tyler, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Reason I was calling was I noticed like a few years ago, it was just easier talking with people generally about politics. I live in more of a liberal city, and it was almost like to challenge statism was still kind of an alternative viewpoint, whereas now with the alt-right and, like, the work of Chris Cantwell, everyone's lumped into, like, Nazis for some reason. Like, why is it now to challenge the status quo? It's not, you know, being a conservative punk rocker. It's more of to be a libertarian fascist.
Chris, you want to take a stab at this? I've got some thoughts here.
Well, go ahead.
It's something that I've noticed over the last couple of years to where it's, you know, more of this polarization.
Right.
And people are, I don't know if trained to believe that if you disagree with me, then you must be the complete opposite of what I think. People don't wind up seeing there's a whole lot between left and right.
Right. I agree with that. And, you know, I remember growing up seeing my father, a staunch Republican, occasionally voting for a Democrat, and my mom, who was a flaming liberal Democrat, occasionally doing something like supporting, you know, Barry Goldwater.
Right.
So it did kind of go both ways. I think, God forbid I'm going to say this, but I blame some of it on the Internet. We not only had like a sort of a mild polarization in the media, because you could always find a conservative newspaper or a liberal newspaper and things like that, but now we get to actually kind of build our own echo chambers. And we just tend to get into this loop of reinforcement of what we believe without going outside of it.
But not only that, there are also the people that all they want to do is argue on the Internet, and they look for arguments, and then when they wind up leaving their house, they think that real life is the Internet, and then they just want to argue in real life, too.
That's so true. Oh, my God.
I agree completely.
There's such echo chambers are definitely, I think, a contributing factor, because a lot of the, even a lot of like the racism stuff that you see on the Internet and stuff like that, like you go out into your every day to day life and there's really, for the most part, everyone's getting along with everyone, you know, and it's like the media and on the news highlight isolated cases all over the country of anything, police brutality, racism, like, you know, KKK stuff, whatever. They'll pick like the a handful of like rare cases, and then, but it's the only thing on the evening news every day for the next month, and so you think it's more prevalent than it really is.
Do you remember the story we talked about last week about Imodium AD?
Yes.
And how people are turning to that because it has some opiates in it. Were you here?
No.
You weren't here. People are allegedly, by this story, taking Imodium AD because it has opiates in it, and they were getting high off of it. And the article listed, it had three or four links in it, and I actually followed the links through just to see what this was. Out of this massive problem where we have to get the federal government involved in regulating.
They all relied on one doctor guy, right?
If you added up all the deaths and all the links, it was five people died. Five people, and they made it sound, and the lead of the article was the number of people dying from this is more than doubled between the years of 2010 and 2015.
Okay,
but
so
they didn't list the
numbers. If one person died in 2009 and then four more died between 2010 and 2015, that is more than double.
Right, but the media brings this up like this is, oh my God, lock up your Imodium AD from your strung-out teenager,
right,
or he's going to become a heroin addict.
Right, and I mentioned last week the podcast that I did, where it was an AMA, a couple of years ago, and all of the articles that I found went back to quotes from that one guy that's like a professor at some college somewhere. So they all relied on one source, and they all linked over to their own articles. So
right.
ABC reports, and then some local affiliate, ABC News reports, and then they linked over to the ABC that linked to itself.
Yeah. So it's frustrating, and I think, you know, I like a show like this, and I listened to the show, of course, before I ever got on it, but it is one of those areas where, you know, if you feel like an echo chamber starting to occur, if we're all just spouting the same stuff, you can call in. Call us out on it. Or better yet, become a co-host on the show, Heather, and come in here and give us hell every week.
Tyler, any final thoughts?
I think the biggest thing was just it was being like really intellectually lazy to where people wanted to start applying these labels like indiscriminately. Like, it's hard to tell whether or not someone is a communist just by looking at them. It's hard to tell if someone's an ethno-nationalist. And like I think someone was saying earlier, it's just people normally get along. Like, you actually have to try really hard to ramp up these arguments to make them so divisive. And it's crazy to see how people could have gotten along, but they just...
Hey, that, dang it. Oh, it was going great up till then.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. So, let's go to Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, you know, the ART, the Albuquerque word, like $50 million in debt because Trump...
Hold on, the AARP is in debt?
Well, the, yeah, we can't... The, Trump
the old people retirement group.
The ART, we cannot finish it because he is holding
the Albuquerque trade. I thought you said the AARP, the Association of Retired People, and I was wondering how AARP being in debt had anything to do with Trump. So your rapid transit can't be done because Donald Trump?
Aww.
Right, he's holding back
explain
the money. Well, that's what I was told, that we can't, he's holding back the federal funding. We're like short $50 million. We're actually in debt because of Trump. So
shouldn't have done it in the first place.
I want to remember this. Because Obama gave us the money. Now, since he's president, he wants to stop the funding.
See, that's, if you would have paid for, if you would have taken care of this in Albuquerque, if you would have convinced people that this was a great idea and we could fund it locally, you wouldn't have this problem right now, right? But you trusted Washington.
The thing about it is that he needs to be impeached because you can't just do whatever you want just
because of
the train.
So you're the second person that's called in tonight suggesting that Donald Trump be impeached for some reason. What is the high crime and misdemeanor that he has committed that would be grounds for impeachment?
Lack of support of high-speed rail,
so,
Daryl.
You know, Obama gave us the money when he was president. That's what he, okay? Okay, now
well,
he just
if Obama gave you the money, then Trump can't take it away. If Obama promised to give you money, and that's a completely different thing, then Trump not fulfilling somebody. So, hold on, Sarah. Sarah, I, on behalf of Chris, am going to pledge $50 million to the Sarah Likes Trains Foundation.
Fair enough.
Now, it's upon Chris to wind up giving you that money. So if Chris doesn't give you that money, he's the bad guy, right?
I'll get it to you, okay? $50 million.
But you know what? This is supposed to be like a democracy and it's constitutional law.
It's not supposed to be a democracy. This country is not a democracy. It never was.
Was never supposed to be anyway. And further, why should people in New Hampshire be forced to pay for your stupid choo-choo?
I don't know if it's stupid,
Daryl. We take taxes here and pay for your federal parks and sidewalks and your schools and all the federal money that all of us we pay.
Good
here.
Answer.
We'll never
you
shouldn't
answer. Be paying for those either. Sarah, we finally agree. You should not be paying for stuff in New Hampshire. New Hampshireites should not be paying for stuff in New Mexico. And I don't think the federal government should even exist. Sarah, thank you for the call. That's it for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow, and we are always online at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.